Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the world famous K-Rock. Woo!
Woo! That's excitement. Woo! Understandably, big announcement. K-Rock World Tour 2023, less than 1 hour from right now. Where will you go? Somewhere in the world, there'll be a band, and you'll get to go see them. Good morning.
Maybe it's Weird Alan Pacoima.
Oh, God. Weird Alan Pacoima would be awesome.
I think you needed a passport to go there.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Don't oversell them. Omar, I don't want to oversell and underdeliver. When realize it's not Weird Alan Pacoima, well, maybe it is. Who knows? A new city, a new country, and a new band. We will announce that all at 7 o'clock this morning and get your name on that standby boarding list. How goes it? And good morning. I'm Klein. There's Allie.
Hi.
That is Jake the Nerd.
What's up?
DJ Omar Double Dong Brown Long Khan.
Hello.
Captain Khan, as he's known. And back in the, you got the Postmaster Johnny taking calls, 800-520-1067. Live interactive show. And Muggs is out there. He had a busy day yesterday. He was at all of the local McDonald's trying to get instant reaction from people as he told them that they were going to be taking away the straws. And then I believe he tried to take straws out of people's drinks as he was interviewing them.
I would do that. I mean, if they're going away, people are going to start stealing straws. They're going to break into those places and take them.
Yeah, but just imagine this, Al. He was talking to people, and then he would literally take the straw out of their drink while he was talking to them. People don't like that.
Just slowly or like a quick snatch?
We'll find out later on the show.
It just makes that sound where it's like...
The return of Netflix or Notflix on the show today as we are entering a new month tomorrow. So Netflix is getting rid of some stuff, bringing some new stuff on. Can you figure out what's a real Netflix show? What's something that we've made up that is available for sale? If you're listening to Netflix, we'll sell it to you for pennies on the dollar. And a Girl Scout Cookie Battle Royale could take place. Also, joining us in studio this morning, from the Party Bros, our buddy Chad of Chad and JT fame will be stopping back in here. Last time they were here, I believe they shot a little segment for their show that went to Netflix immediately.
Speaking of.
So,
new Netflix show that a lot of people watch.
He's back today, and I don't know, something's going on, but I think he's got a good mission. He's always, you know, he's always trying to spread the stoke. He's got a new way. He's spreading stoke all over Southern California and around the world. It was not just the B-hole sunshine. That was a big one for a while. I think he still does that on a daily basis. He suns his
B-hole. Sunny.
Perennial sunning, he calls it.
Hey, and since the TV show came out, I'm sorry to interrupt, but did you ever hit him up about ripping us off?
No, we decided to save that for in studio today.
Got it. Okay, good.
I was going to get a sense of when they did the, quote, Dank Tank, and it was Shark Tank for people's ideas, and he did it on their show after they...
Yeah, we're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a moment, especially because they were invited a few different times, were scheduled to come in and be our celebrity guest judges when we did the Dank Tank in here. So I'm going to assume, because I don't think those guys have a bad bone in their body, that it was one of those things where they thought they had the idea. And then they didn't realize that that was the reason they thought they had the idea is because they were told the idea by us. But
And as somebody who's smoked a lot of weed throughout my lifetime, there have been a lot of ideas I've had that I thought were original ideas. And then I realized that I knew someone who said that once when I was high.
At the time, you're convinced. I'm like, no. And then somebody points it out. You're like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then you feel like that moment where you're like, uh-huh.
There's a million examples of that.
Interesting. But I thought of it independently, so I'm still a genius.
Let's not forget about the pizza soup debacle that happened in here.
That's a perfect example.
Where I mentioned pizza soup, and then Allie mentioned it 12 seconds after I did. And then somehow in her own head, assumed that she came up with the idea for pizza soup.
I decided that that was my original idea to the point where I still maintain the fact that I popularized pizza soup, and you just mentioned it casually.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay.
That's the thing. Like, you're the Winklevosses.
Got it.
I'm Zuckerberg.
You're definitely no Zuckerberg. Same skin, same complexion, kind of, roughly.
I think
she's
my
Zuckerberg.
Eyes.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, she said Zuckerberg. That's for sure. Here's a message for Zuckerberg on the goal line.
Yeah, I want to burn money in front of Ali and get her reaction. I just want to, like, out of nowhere, just take her 20 out, like, wave her around, and just, like, set it on fire
no!
in front of her.
That guy thinks it's funny.
Why is he laughing?
That'd be a great TikTok challenge. People just jump up in front of Ali and burn money. Watch her reaction. All right, let's kick things off with the Foo Fighters, as we've been known to do. Then we'll get into all things today's show next. It's K-Rock, it's Klein Alley Show. We're here for you live and interactive now. If you want to join the show, you're more than welcome to. Lots of ways. You can call, you can text 800-520-1067. Slide in the DMs at Klein Alley Show. Or better yet, just wait around, listen passively for a chance to get on that standby boarding list to see a mystery band in a mystery location. All will be revealed at 7 a.m. this morning right here on K-Rock. If only people had listened to this show, they would have known about the lesbian lob. We've talked about the lesbian lob before. It's how you're supposed to throw a phone to a friend. There's a way to toss a phone to a friend.
It's like an underhand softball pitch.
Right.
With a little bit with a little more relaxedness to it. So it's just a light lesbian lob. I remember.
Yes. Yes, it's like you got to actually see it a few times. Mahomes did that when he was kind of getting rushed out of the pocket and he didn't have anyone to go to and he kind of did that little flail. It was almost like a variation of his lesbian lob. But every single person, when asked to throw a cell phone to a friend, knows that there's a way to do it. And then every once in a while, and I'm not going to say this is like a male versus female thing, but a lot of times I've noticed, especially with my wife, if I say, can you throw me my phone? She will pick it up and throw it like she's trying to throw
my
a fastball.
My wife does the same thing, dude.
Yeah, it makes zero sense, and I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I don't have a glove here. Right. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. You're not trying to win a stuffed animal at the fair by having the fastest cell phone pitch.
And the elbow's like way up past the head. It's
and
just
I
bad
would argue
form.
There's only a few things in the world that you need to use the same technique to throw. Phone being the main one, and then I would say keys is another big one. If someone says, hey, dude, throw my keys.
Has your wife ever done the ninja star move?
Yes.
Well, I'm like, what are you? How am I supposed to catch that?
Omar, I'm glad you bring that up. Because listen to this. This is a surprising story that we have pictures we'll put up on a Klein Alley show for you to see. A friend had asked her friend to throw her keys. And rather than do the lesbian lob, as we've talked about, she did the overhanded chuck. And one of the keys stabbed her and impaled her in the face.
Whoa.
Look at this x-ray. This is a... Look at this right here. The actual blade of the key pierced the skin. But basically, as if she...
What kind of key is this?
Sharp.
It's a sharp-ass key, Allie. I don't know. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's regular
keys. Keys aren't normally that sharp where they would penetrate the skin that quickly. I mean, it hurts, but Jesus.
This is the major problem. The woman had to go right to the ER, of course, understandably. But, it, you know, if people just paid attention, they would have known, oh, yeah, someone needs keys, lesbian lob. Little soft, little give them plenty of, like you're tossing an egg back and forth at like one of those school egg tosses.
I wonder how close the range was.
She was one foot away from her. Obviously, they're not friends. The gory injury and x-rays revealed that it missed her eye by like a couple of inches. And
oh
it's just
my gosh,
below
she could have been blind.
Basically stabbed her, and then Mr. Beast would have had to come step up and save her vision. She's been doing. She could not believe it, of course. This is one of those things that, like, I don't know if you can even remain friends with the person after that now, because she'll have a permanent kind of scar now on her face by the cheek. And it's a good story to tell, I guess, eventually, like, down the line.
But it's not her fault. She doesn't know how to properly throw the keys. That's your fault.
They called it a freak accident. Said she asked her to grab the keys and then just toss them to her and thought everyone understood she would probably, you know, use the lesbian lob move. And instead she went overhand fast pitch and the key pretty much stabbed her right in the cheek to the point where the keys were hanging off her face.
Oh, my God. That's so disgusting. And you know what? This is way less likely to happen when we go keyless.
Yeah, well, pretty soon they're going to be implanted in our bodies anyway, right? That's the future. And like, there, in some ways, this is like
she's just forward thinking.
Oh yeah, I'll start this process.
And you know what? Actually, put the rest in
right in your face right now. Ambulance had to be called, arrived, plastic surgeons called, etc. They say it'll heal, but just once again, another reminder: if you listen to this show, we potentially save your friendship, save your life.
So rip this out of my face. I need someone to watch my cats while I'm in the hospital.
And remember, folks, when in doubt. Lesbian lob. That's the key.
It is.
Back in a second for a chance to win $100 of Allie's money. We'll get into all things today's show. And of course, right around 7 a.m., the big announcement. All right, it's K-Rock. Let's turn this Tuesday into a payday for somebody right now.
She's got a wife who she's about to lose. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
They look very in love. I saw them kissing and embracing over the weekend.
She's so basic that she's a spokeswoman for juice. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Beautiful, thank
you. And all that cheese.
Thank and all that what?
Cheese. Oh. All that cheese. I don't know what. Let's say hi to Dan. We'd like a shot at Allie's money right now. Dan, good morning. How goes it?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hopefully you've been paying.
You sound smart.
Yeah, he do sound smart. He's got a smartness to him.
Hello.
Yeah, one of the few people that actually says hello when we say hi. Usually they just sit there in silence and breathe for a while. All right, Dan, here we go. Five questions stand between you and a sweet payday. All you got to do is score better than Allie. All questions about things going on in the world. Allie will deliver the ADD news later on this hour, but has she been paying any attention to what's going on in the world? As she leaves the studio, your round of Allie Knows the News starts right now. Here we go.
Allie Knows the News.
A $3.9 million Powerball ticket was sold in Fontana at this convenience store. Which convenience store sold the $3.9 million Powerball ticket? Just found out this morning.
Oh, man, I haven't heard about this story, but I'm going to go with 7-Eleven.
All L.A. County beaches are under this advisory today. What is it?
Don't swim because there's bacteria in the water from the rain, probably.
Bob Bourne, the inventor of this Easter candy, has died at the age of 98.
Pete.
This guy's going to take Allie's money, I have a feeling already. It's going to be great. Look at her pacing out there nervously in the hallway. This Dallas zoo says that two of these were taken from their enclosure in what has become a rash of zoo stealings that have been going on at zoos all across America now. Apparently, this is a new trend, people just going and stealing animals from zoos. Which animals were stolen from a zoo in Dallas?
Oh, my wife told me about this, and it was squirrel monkeys.
Wow, this guy's on point. Finally, a TikTok blogger was fined almost $20,000. For eating this.
I don't know. Let's go with shark.
Okay, good guess.
Oh, my God.
Let's bring Allie in, see how she does. Allie, I want to warn you, this guy sounded smart right out of the gate, and he did not disappoint.
Really?
Oh, yeah. On her final day of birthday month, Allie could be forced to pay out $100 of her birthday money.
You didn't get me anything for my final day of my birthday month?
No, I did not. Oh, just wait till later in the show. It's a big surprise, actually.
Oh, great.
Here we go. Let's score it together. Allie, question number one. A $3.9 million... A $3.9 million Powerball ticket was sold in Fontana at this convenience store.
7-Eleven?
That's what he said as well. Both of you incorrect. It was an AM-PM. AM-PM, unfortunately. Too much good tickets. And neither of you got the point. We go on to question number two. All L.A. County beaches are under this advisory today.
Wind.
Wow, that was a bad guess. Dan said...
Surf!
Dan said the water is unclean because of all the rain runoff, and he's correct. It is unclean water. You should not swim in the waters of the L.A. beaches because of bacteria. You did talk about that. That's how I learned about it from you. Dan, you're up 1-0 on Allie. We go to question number three. Bob Bourne, the inventor of this Easter candy, has died at the age of 98.
Peep.
Say that again?
Peeps.
I'll give you the point. He also said peeps, so he's up 2-1 on you. We go to question number four. A Dallas zoo says that two of these were taken from their enclosure. A new trend developing as a rash of zoos are complaining people are stealing the animals.
Yes, they were monkeys.
Monkeys. He said monkeys as well. He's up 3-2 on Allie with one final question.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he got that right.
Oh, crap.
Final question.
Did he get this last one right?
I'm not going to say until we get to it.
Dan, the last question was actually more specific. He said squirrel monkeys.
Yeah, he said squirrel monkeys. I mean, he even got it more. I should give him an extra half point, but
monkeys
I'm not going
to. Monkeys are all encompassing.
Oh. A TikTok blogger was fined almost $20,000 for eating this.
Oh. Her own excrement.
Whoa.
What a crazy... Your brain is so... What a crazy, weird guess. Well,
I don't know why she would be fined for that.
The blogger was fined for certain things. You know, you can't eat like bald eagle, endangered species, human baby. TikToker was actually caught eating great white shark, and that's exactly what Dan guessed. He said shark. So,
no!
Well, on her final day of birthday month, Dan, congratulations! You've taken $100 of Allie's money. That is so painful for her. And what must you now admit, Allie, on K-Rock?
What's his name?
Dan.
I'm Allie. I'm an idiot, and Dan knows the news.
Congrats, Dan.
Thanks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, get your passport ready. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. And in about 20 minutes, we give you the big announcement. Destination, location, number 3, international city, and the band that you've probably heard on K-Rock at least once or twice before. Hopefully, we get your name on that standby boarding list. You know, we got a chance to call someone yesterday. They were pretty excited about winning, understandably. And, you know, as I look at the standby boarding list, it seems like it's impossible to win. But then I look at it.
Oh, your chances are pretty good.
Yeah, there's only like 20 names, maybe less on here. I mean, people that get a chance to call in throughout the day on K-Rock, get your name on there. But this is not like one of those things that goes on for 4 months. Every week, we pretty much do a brand new trip. So be ready around 7 o'clock this morning for the announcement. And then 9 o'clock, your chance to call in, get your name on the standby boarding list. As always, we will probably give you tickets to see that band locally. But then also put your name on that list so you can hopefully see them again very soon.
I always love, too, when the people that win say, I never win anything.
It's the best.
Or I have never won anything. Because as a bunch of losers, we can relate.
Sure can.
Understand. Never been a part of a raffle. Never won any kind of jackpot on a scratcher. Nothing
nope.
like that.
And there's certain people in the world, and we've talked about this lucky girl syndrome, and there's other things. People who just have luckiness, you know, they manifest, whatever. They're just like, oh, I win these things all the time.
My sister just got an iPhone for free.
There you go.
A new one. Brand new.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
I got a chance.
That's like almost $2,000.
Yes.
I got a chance to hang out with Allie's hot sister at the birthday party. Had I known Allie's hot sister was going to be there, I would have been there early. But I spent most of the time trying to separate from my own wife and separate Allie's sister from her sister's husband. And she's great for conversation, too. She's just everything about the, she's
she doesn't
perfect.
Overdo it.
No, she doesn't. She's got, she knows.
She doesn't talk your ear off.
She's just hot.
She leaves you wanting more.
Jake, what'd you think of Allie's hot sister in person?
I didn't know if I don't think I met her.
That's right.
Yep, definitely.
That sounds like Allie's hot sister.
She's like, and I won't talk to you or you or you.
Yep, she chose accordingly. You know, we did say that today, the last day of the month of January, which means tomorrow starts the month that we all get to meet Cocaine Bear, the movie that everyone is most excited about, which is why we've started our countdown to Cocaine Bear.
Countdown to Cocaine Bear. A bear did cocaine.
And, you know, there's a lot of bears that go viral for a variety of reasons, and they have their kind of, you know, their 15 minutes of fame, 15 seconds of fame, whatever it is. But now the Cocaine Bear is going to be introduced to all of our lives. All of these other bears that had a good run, no one's going to care about anymore. So we're giving them one last hurrah before they get completely bumped by the bear of the bump, the Cocaine Bear. And we bring you to this bear now that did something that people seemed to care about at the time. But in comparison to a bear that finds a kilo of cocaine and does it all, this seems like nothing.
Made a stop for cookies. This black bear working for free, ready to serve here at the Nestle Toll House store at Heavenly Village State Line in the South Lake Tahoe area. This was about 7 o'clock last night. Employees tell us that there were people inside when the bear came in. It climbed onto the counter and did eat some cookies.
This bear just walked into the Toll House store and decided to just go to town. And
if you were a bear...
Scrape.
Isn't that where you'd pick?
Absolutely. Like, there's other bears that are just eating garbage, and you're like, yo, there's a Toll House. Yeah. They're not going to get in our way.
Guys, there are cookies here.
It's and Cocaine
That's
Bear.
That's old salmon.
Cocaine Bear seems cool, but Cookie Bear cookie also bear. Seems kind of cool.
An employee shared a video with us, and there you can see police did respond. They eventually guided the bear out of the store and down the
shot
sidewalk.
In the face and then
yeah, that's fine. They don't show you that part of the news, yeah. But you do see all...
And they caught him with a batch of cookies.
Yeah, and as that bear was biting into a delicious peanut butter chocolate chip, whammo!
Right to the face. So.
And the bear was just like, well, where is the milk now?
Dad's right.
He's looking for milk.
Well, we were just talking earlier. He's just doing what we all wanted to do. Jump behind the counter, get some cookies.
Can I help you next?
Love that banter.
That's good back and forth right there.
I just like, banter on the cookies for a while. Let's just hear what that sounds like.
The best is when she drops the milk joke. He just gives her a almost like, let's overpower with a yes so that no one has to respond.
The milk now.
Dad right.
He's looking for
right.
milk.
Right.
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 That's hilarious.
Well, we were just talking earlier. He's just doing what we all wanted to do. Jump behind the counter, get some cookies.
Can I help you next?
All right, well, enjoy Cookie Bear while you still can, because Cookie Bear will be replaced by Cocaine Bear.
Made a stop for cookies. This
Oh, we got it. We don't have to hear it all again.
Well, I want to hear the milk joke again.
No, we're not.
Come on.
Right. Right.
Right. That's right. Right, Cindy.
Come back in a moment, find out what's actually happening in the world. We'll do that. Then we will give you the announcement you've been waiting for. Also see some of these people hanging out on the phones. We'll get to your calls at 800-520-1067. All that and more is happening after this on K-Rock. That's a world premiere. Little startup band called Nirvana. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. In about 10 minutes, give you the big announcement. Stop number two, World Tour 2023. Excuse me, stop number three, World Tour 2023. Where will you go? Which band will you see? All the details coming your way in exactly 10 minutes here on K-Rock. We'll get through ADD News in just a moment. And Chad of the Party Bros will be stopping by to hang with us in studio later today. But first, go ahead. What's up?
This is Charles.
What's up, Charles? What can we do for you?
I told that I won tickets for Super Bowl.
Who told you that?
I just got called.
Someone called you from K-Rock and said you've won tickets to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, she said I sided with Omar because I called in on Friday and they told me that I was the winner and that they wanted a way to talk to me.
Uh-huh.
Where does the Super Bowl enter the picture?
Yeah, who said Super Bowl?
I don't know. I just got too excited.
That's what he smoked after he got the phone call. Yeah. I
thought we were given a one-night hotel stay at the Commerce, but yes, I can understand why you
would get them mixed up.
All right, in that case, I'll give you a choice. One-night hotel at the Commerce, the official card room of the Klein Alley Show, or two tickets to the Super Bowl.
Oh, come on. Yeah, two tickets to the Super Bowl.
Unfortunately, we only have one of those things to give you.
Two tickets to the Super Bowl?
The one-night stay at the Commerce?
Okay.
Somehow, yes, you and Omar did land on the exact same prediction, which was the Eagles would score the most points this past weekend. That's exactly what happened. And so as a result, you're the winner
of
the...
stomped those Niners.
Winner of the
stupid
big
Niners.
Bet.
Hey.
They suck.
Excuse me, both of
I don't think Purdy's going to... I don't think Purdy's going to be able to write cursive ever again based on what his elbows are.
He just...
Congratulations.
The Eagles are cheaters.
You and Omar helped you win the big bet, so hold on 1 second, Charles, all right?
Thank you.
All right. You're not going to Super Bowl, by the way. Just make that clear.
I'm going to Commerce.
There you go.
They call Commerce the Super Bowl, the 5 freeway. A lot of people don't know that.
No.
Can't use that terminology. Let's get into the news, and then we will give you the big announcement and send you somewhere else internationally.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for some ADD news. My therapist says I'm good enough.
Who could have ever expected that there would be an Oscar controversy? It's so rare for them. But here we are. One of the Oscar nominations is under investigation because it's an actress that no one's ever heard of from a movie that no one's ever heard of. The movie is called To Leslie. It stars Andrea Riseborough, and it only made $27,000. But a bunch of people like Kate Winslet, Jennifer Aniston, Edward Norton, Charlize Theron, Gwyneth Paltrow, and many more have campaigned for this woman to be nominated, and now suddenly she's been nominated. Not to say she doesn't deserve it, because I'm sure she was great.
This is like when we made Omar the Employee of the Month around here.
Yes, and they said some of the tweets that were going out about it, they all said, it's a small film with a giant heart. Like, all of them had the same little phrase that they were using. So they were like, well, this is just copy and pasted by a bunch of celebrities. Yeah. But now that the Oscars are investigating, all the celebrities are like, just because she's an unknown, then you feel like it was shenanigans and blah, 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 blah. And it's not like the Oscars have not had their share of controversy and things that deserve looking into.
Well, listen,
but for this, it's like...
There's so much talk this week about the NFL being fixed, and I know that comes out from time to time, but more so, I feel like it's getting more traction now than ever before, that all of these institutions that we thought for so long were, you know, ironclad and they had the way to make sure that they were fair. And now, for the first time, even for the first time ever, I'm looking at it going...
Questioning everything, right?
Yeah, I start to go like, I don't think the NFL's fixed in the way that some people call it fixed, but I do think that they have definite outcomes they would like to see, which are business moves. based on where they believe the money and the future of the sport will go, and they want those things to happen for storyline reasons. And similarly, the Oscars, the Academy Awards, I don't question for even a second that there's all sorts of shenanigans that go on there for a variety of reasons. And even in the year where they called the wrong way, I mean, there's been so many kind of oopsies. And now that everyone is like an internet sleuth and an internet detective, just all you need is some bored housewife that's got a couple hours on
to
her hands.
To expose all of it, blow the top off.
She'll break it all
but
down.
But I think that some of those teams, too, that lost over the weekend didn't even look surprised that they lost. They had that look like, oh, no. And it's like, you knew already. You know it.
I mean, I don't know if the players necessarily all know about the fix, but I do think there's stuff going on.
There were some of them that were jogging out there.
Sure.
They weren't running. They were jogging.
It happens. But I've been to quite a few Lakers games, where, especially in the LeBron years, where it kind of almost looks like the effort doesn't even really start until the middle of the fourth quarter.
It does feel like warming up.
Yeah, it feels like it's like a jog warm up, and then all of a sudden they're like, "All right, now let's try." But I don't know.
All right, it's officially the last day of dry January. Anyone who is participating, or if your beer mug pretending to participate, you have 16 more hours roughly of sobriety before you can, officially be home free. But before you start doing the Jaeger bombs in your living room, nutritionists have talked about a few warnings. What happens to your body when you stop drinking and then start hot and heavy again?
Oh, you look better in the mirror for sure.
How am I hot again?
Yeah, did the nutritionist say that part?
I look amazing.
Yeah, I didn't realize how hot I was. All last month, I thought I was ugly.
No, they're saying that you just detoxed your body in a sense, right, by not drinking for 30 days. And then if you go right back to your former habit, it's like you never did all of it. Like, it kind of cancels out all the effects of the stuff that you just did. And it affects your stomach lining. It can cause diarrhea, gas, and bloating. Basically all the things that us drinkers experience on a regular basis. Yeah. So welcome back.
Yeah, it's weird. I know quite a few
people. Bad news for Jake, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Jake's weird, though. He's not doing dry Jan. He's like doing some
I thought he was.
Yeah, he is, but he's not stopping tomorrow. When are you stopping, Jake? Next week?
Yeah, after next weekend.
He was drinking at Allie's.
Because he's adding a week.
At Allie's party, he had a beer and a koozie the whole time, and I thought you were doing dry January. He was so proud. He's like, look at this. He pulls out a little root beer.
Which I'm so
zero, baby.
Yeah, even he was like, I still need something that's beer adjacent. Like, he couldn't go to, like, a soda.
But what a
beer.
Challenge to get to remain sober at a one-year-old birthday party.
It's impossible.
I mean, phew.
Surprisingly easy.
Even Allie's kid was throwing him back.
All right, companies are getting more adamant about people returning to work, and workers are getting more adamant about not returning to work. So we're at this weird impasse. And companies are now starting to add again some perks to draw people back into work to make work a little more fun and make it seem like it's not work. Things like lunchtime concerts, entertainment, yoga classes, free dry cleaning, free food, all these things to try and lure people back into the workplace. And they're kind of likening it to the Silicon Valley tech boom, where it was like, hey, it's so cool to work here. You can just live here.
Yeah,
and then
all
kind of went away.
All those Silicon Valley people just fired all their perk people. All their sushi rollers and massage therapists
exactly.
All just got laid off.
So that's what they're saying, is that once everybody takes the bait and gets back in,
then they're going to
kill it all.
I'm finally back to work for Sandwich Thursdays, and now there's no more sandwiches. All right, well, this is the sound of you hopping on an international flight. Listen to this. Where will you be going to? That is the question. You can hear yourself in coach because we bought the tickets, but regardless, it's going to be a sweet trip. You'll be seeing a band. We give you all the details in exactly 2 minutes right here on K-Rock.
K-Line R.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.